Today I will talk a little bit about, you know, termites' ecological problem associated with the mulch application and the potential, the technology we can develop. As you know, the termites is an invasive species, especially to our, you know, state, as a Mississippi state. I try to give you an example how the termites distribute in our state. You know, if we divide to the three band of the area from the coastal area, southern area, and the central area, we can see some, you know, the trends here that, you know, the almost 100% of the county already being infested by this, you know, Formosan termites. And the central area, you can see here that the percentage is, I cannot see exactly, it should be out. That's 72%. And go to the central percent is 42%. And you can, if you can see this right side of this, you know, chart, you can see that, you know, different severity of the damage caused by Formosan termites in different areas. The central area is the lowest, and the coastal area is the highest, based on the, you know, alleys, you know, attracted by the light trap. So that is, can see that, you know, invasive trend is from south to north is reduced the damage, but the trend is still keep going into spreading. The problem is for us, the challenge is how to prevent the Formosan termites further spreading, including long distance and local spreading. And the second challenge is how to manage the population and spread the population. Last one is how to reduce the termiticide use in urban area. And the relationship of the Formosan termites and the tree-based mulch is kind of the, you know, be lots of the people suspect as a, you know, big ecological, you know, factor to affect this. Let's just see that, you know, different variety of the mulch, you know, organic mulch and aquatic mulch, there's, you know, sitting around just in the urban area, it's extensively used. That is this as a big factor that affected the termites, you know, spreading locally and long distantly, and possibly to with the, you know, human activity, you know, go with the, you know, mulch products. And this is, you know, something is alleys during swamp time that they're first landing on this, you know, the wood, you know, mulch, you know, as a temporary habitat and nutrition, you know, transition time and before they are attacked in the house, really. You know, let's look like a little bit this, you know, taste, you know, for the alleys, they're, you know, survive. And you can see that, you know, non-weather and weather is a significant difference, you know, for the survival rate. The weather is a reduced that, you know, the adverse, you know, factor to against the termites. So that is obviously the weather will be, you know, favorite to that termites to habitat and then grows their colony. That is a chart is, you know, represented as a four type of the, you know, pattern of the termites alleys can develop, survive in the different type of the mulch. And here, the A type is a best one substrate for the alleys to develop their incipient colony. They have the highest colony size and the highest survivorship. And the B is a little moderate in that range. And the lowest is a C pattern. And the rest of this, you know, brown color of the circle is represent a different type of the regular wood of food. And a nutrition point of view, we can see that the mulch is of, you know, different, you know, response to the termites feeding and the habitat is, you know, survive. Well, that's a problem is we're frustrated in how that we can deal with this, you know, technology can develop potentially and treat the, or enhance the, you know, the mulch resistance against the, you know, Formosan termites to survive and as habitat, whatever the traditional, you know, nutrition point of view. And so we consider that, you know, use that, you know, select a different mulch type, like here is six different mulch type as our substrate. And then we try to employ that, you know, mechanism as a biological control agent, treat all the different, you know, mulch and use a seed. So that, you know, the mulch substrate and a different, you know, concentration of the Canadian. After that, we set up the two, the one apparatus that have the left side and the right side is one is the control, one is treatment. And the center side of a release chamber, you know, 100 termites, foragers with the soldiers, and release in the center chamber. And as we look at, you know, different times, how termites forage, the number in different, you know, chambers, and we record that, you know, what is going on. And you can see some termites, you know, feeding on the different types of mulch, just an example here. And let's check out the result, you know, for the termite foraging behavior. You can see this chart is represented different. You know, first phase is by hour, second phase by day. And you can see the, you know, a little bit of change, you know, with the different, you know, mulch type and substrate. And but overall, say you can see that, you know, the living foragers as a proportion forage on the mulch be treated by the mechanism is kind of low. It's 20% or something like that. Yeah. So whatever that seems might be tell you some repellency in there. And if you check that, you know, different, you know, variety of the mulch substrate, you can see some significant difference presented there. That, you know, some is a little bit attracted, you know, termites as a favorite to the food substrate, some is down. You know, but I always say it's you know, lower than, you know, 8% of the total, you know, foragers, foragers on that, you know, mulch be treated by mechanism. Let's check out the termite mortality. You know, termites will be easily attacked by this, you know, mechanism. That's the early stage left, this, you know, cadavers, you know, foragers. The right side is a later stage. And eventually there grew up a lot of, you know, Canadia spore generated from their surface or body. Well, that is, let's check that, you know, statistically a little bit analysis. As a mulch, you know, factor is very significant, and the dose is too. And the day also significant, along with the time, is more and more termites be added to the mortality, added to the you know, the data of the day, you know, termites. And let's check the different data. So for example, it's 7 days after, you know, termites released to the apparatus, so we test it. And you can see that along with the, you know, concentration we apply, the mortality going high. And the variety of the mulches is a little bit different. And as they go next, you know, this final days, well, 20 days after release, we can check this, you know, graph out there with the mortality. And significant, you know, the mortality, you know, like the 10-fifths of this concentration. And obviously, you know, termites is susceptible to this, you know, biological agent. Well, we are check out the only the termites cadaver. That's the dietary reason it came from this, you know, fungal control agent. So that is the kind of thing. Along with the concentration growth, that over the 10-fifths is significant, more than 65 of the average of the total termites, you know, died from the meteorite. You know, it's it goes 10 to the 6 is you know, almost 80% over. So that's obviously, you know, that, you know, use that, you know, over 10 to the 6 this concentration, and treated the mulch substrate were significantly, you know, killed the any foragers over there. So mulch consumption, we check the termites how they eat that. And we have the left side chamber and the right side chamber. One is, you know, served to control, one is served to the chamber, the treatment chamber. So termites have the options on which one they like to eat most. You know, so that you can see that by the, you know, different concentration of the mechanism we applying it onto the mulch substrate. And you can see significant difference, you know, in the control chamber and the treatment chamber. Yeah, so that means, you know, along with concentration increased, the consumption rate is decreased. Well, if we can build the one relative index used numerator as a food consumption in the treatment chamber and a food consumption in the control chamber as a denominator, we can see a relative of this, you know, comparison of this control chamber and the treatment chamber, and what this mulch substrate they prefer. If they're equal to one, that's in the index, that means that they're equal almost. There's no significant, you know, preference between that control and the treatment. So that, you know, so if less one, that's a significant less of the food consumption in the treatment chamber. So you can see that with the different concentration we apply, so that's a significant reduce of this index of the termites' food consumption. And this is by that different variety of the mulches. They have no significant difference. But overall, say there's a lower than just a 0.5% of the food be consumed by in the treatment chamber. Well, some important finding in this research, and foragers were significantly repelled by this, you know, fungal treated mulch substrate. And pretty much just less 20% of the foragers can check it out in that, you know, treated mulch. And the second is after that, almost 4 weeks later, is 99% of the termites be killed by this treated fungus substrate. And the third one is a 34 to 71% in the reduction of the food consumption when you treat the mulch. And a lot. And the fourth one is a result indicates that repellence and virulence of the mechanism could potentially reduce the suitability of these treated mulches as a habitat for Formosan termite. Another one is I think the soil-borne nature of this mechanism, the fungal agent, could be potentially applying to the mulch as a soil-borne, so they can just their initial home, so they can persist in this as a long while. So last one, I tried to talk about a little bit this use of biological as a cultural control. In the future, we can develop use this biologically based cultural control, created undesirable environment for the Formosan termites to prevent the future spreading, local spreading, even the long distance spreading. Yeah. So much as substrate treated with pathogenic fungi like this mechanism, it's an undesirable environment we create. That means we can have that potentially biological based cultural control, this technology in the future available. So thank you.